Caroline, Willie, D-Mace, 102.5, 106.3, The Game, and The Game Nashville app. We are live from the Hiller Plumbing, Heat, and Cooling and Electrical Game Studios, streaming live on Twitch, Twitter, YouTube, and Facebook Live every single day. Our video streaming is brought to you by Superbook Sports. So, throughout all of free agency, I never really expected the Titans to make some big, flashy move, any move that sends shockwaves throughout the NFL. I thought it was going to be a very modest and quiet free agency for the Titans, and it has been for the most part. But I expected the Titans to at least address positions of need. They needed a left tackle. Go out and find Andre Dillard. Great, fine, wonderful. Needed a guard. You go out and find Daniel Brunskill. Bring him in. Great, wonderful. You need a linebacker. You get Azeez Al-Shaair. Great, wonderful. You fill those needs. Modest contracts, not a whole lot of term, not a massive amount of money. You bring in those guys that Rand Carthon has, for the most part, experience with, then great, wonderful, you fill those holes. But there is one hole and one position of need that is desperate, desperate for depth, desperate for a veteran, and that's the wide receiver core. And that's not a position group that they have addressed in free agency yet. And I've been stressed about this. And so TD was on with Jared yesterday for the TD Power Hour. And of course, Jared's stressed about it. Jared's always stressed about something. And he was like, talk me off a ledge. You know, what should I do? What are the Titans going to do? Please tell me that I can at least sleep at night knowing that the Titans are doing something with wide receiver. And TD said, I cannot help you with that. So that's where we are now. But we knew that the longer the Titans wait, the smaller and smaller the free agency pool will get. And the free agency pool is getting smaller and smaller and smaller as minutes tick on, because we just saw that DJ Chark has signed with the Panthers, and we just seen that Nelson Agholor has signed with the Ravens. Now, neither of those guys would have made me, you know, jump up and down and, you know, with glee if the Titans signed either of those guys. I think they're, you know, pretty average wide receivers in the league. DJ Chark has had some injury issues. He's been on and off the field. I didn't really want the Titans to sign a DJ Chark or a guy like that who they wouldn't be able to rely on, but the truth remains that the free agency pool for the wide receiver position is getting smaller and smaller and smaller by the day. And by the day, I continue to ask the question with more and more urgency as time goes on, is who in the world is going to be catching passes for the Titans this season?
Well, who do you want that's out there?
I don't know.
That's the answer. If you don't know, then that shows you who's out there.
Well, it's not my job to know.
Well, you know what I'm saying. But you see the names. I see the names, too. It's not a good list. Who do you want? Nelson Agholor? You want him?
Well, I can't get him now. He's with the Ravens.
Well, he was out there a couple of days ago. You know what I'm saying? Like, the list is dwindling, but it's a list of guys that are like, eh. Did you want Adam Thielen for the number he signed for?
Well, Adam Thielen's a million years old. No.
He got more money than any of the guys that are still on the list are going to get, right?
But that's not a move that I would have made.
Okay, so who do you want? That's what I keep coming back with. There's nobody out there other than maybe you get a guy, if you wait it out, you get a guy who is at a good price. I'm talking about the free agents. Or you got to trade for a guy that's probably 30 or 31, costs a lot of money, that you have to give up a lot of assets to get. So it's not an easy position to be in.
It's not an easy position to be in. And if my options are, you know, go with a rookie receiver and find a receiver in the draft versus overpay for a veteran, I probably would go with running back with a rookie. I would say, you know, it's not going to be the greatest pass-catching core in the league by any stretch of the imagination, but I don't think this team is in a position to overpay. But how much can you really expect from a wide receiver core if it's a second-year Treylon Burks who struggled to stay on the field this past year and a rookie that you draft in whatever round they choose to draft a wide receiver? It's not a comfortable position that the Titans are in now.
So do we want Chark? You want DJ Chark?
Well, he just signed with the
Panthers. There you go.
Panthers,
all right. Yeah. I mean, did you want him? Did we mention him? Like, hey, let's go get DJ Chark.
I mean, for the right money, I mean, you bring him in and it's a one-year deal. And, you know, yeah, if you want to pay him $2, $3 million on a one-year deal, then you bring him in. You're not bringing him in to be the savior of the wide receiver core. You're bringing him in to be an addition.
To catch passes.
And him being 6'4", they say he's clearly cleared. He's fully healthy going into the season. He's once a Pro Bowler. You know, he's a big presence in the red zone. So that could have been a guy that, you know, the Titans could have brought in. But I think the Titans see this position again. We're not going to overspend. We want to make sure when we do spend, we're getting the value in the money. Like if we go out and get a DJ Chark, I'm not paying him $6-7 million. No, I will pay you $3 million for a year, and we expect more so to get the production out of you at $3 million than to pay you $7-8 million and we get 600 yards, 700 yards. Well, that's not the production we want at $8 million. That's great at $3 million. You know, you get 6 touchdowns. That's great at $3 million. But $8 million, that's not good, you know?
And what's the budget? That's the other thing that the Titans are trying to consider. They don't have a lot of extra money right now.
Yeah, but
so they have to go for the budget, guys. They have to shop at the you know, the bargain store.
Yeah, but people shouldn't panic.
You get bargain store results if that's what you want to go with.
But no,
that's what they've done so far.
No one should panic right now. Again, we talked about this yesterday, Carolina, right before Willie got in. That we know March championships are not won in March. We understand that. But teams are built to win championships starting, you know, right after the season's end. Whenever your season ends, that's when teams start to look to regroup and replenish and restock their teams. They don't take, you know, months off and say, we'll get back to it in March. No. In late January, February, teams are trying to do things to make their team better, whether it be on paper, they're trying to decide from a salary cap standpoint what we need to do to make our team better. So when free agency does come up, we're ready to hit the ground running. So to me, don't panic. They've done some things within the last month to help their team be better. They're going to continue to do things that they believe they're going to help their team better. And one of those things is they're going to get a wide receiver or three. Don't worry about it. They're going to draft maybe two of them. They're going to go get some more in free agency. People, there will be more guys on the market post-June. Now, the pool may not look great, but there are going to be guys on the market that can help them achieve what they want to achieve. It may not be the flashy names or whatnot, but it's going to be guys that can play a role on this team. John Robinson said it when he was here. Mike Vrabel says it now. Rand Carthon will reiterate it and regurgitate it and say it. We are always looking to make our team better.
Yeah.
So, I mean, Jared, don't panic.
I think that's,
you know,
I think
you
that's,
always panic I think about that's a little bit where, don't panic right, about the receivers.
We know that. Yeah. I think that's where I'm coming from. Is that I think you said on it, let's give them time and let's see where it is in training camp. Like, I wasn't sitting there. I haven't sat there with any part of me yet where a guy has signed, like Thielen or Chark, these guys we just brought up, and said, oh, man, why didn't the Titans go get this? The remaining guys really aren't that different. And I know everybody's saying, well, we don't have anybody. Like, give me a live body or something.
That's kind of where I'm at.
But it's only
body.
We're still in March. So we got a long way to go. So patience, analytics, see who you draft, see who becomes available. And I just don't think that there's anybody worth jumping out and getting to spend that a lot of extra money. It's a bunch of
there's a bunch of guys out there. I mean, you can go get Marvin Jones Jr., who's out there. He hasn't signed with a team yet. Randall Cobb hasn't signed with the team yet, which, you
Randall
know,
Cobb's
I know.
Randall Cobb's 32, and it looks like he'll probably be on the Jets Aaron Rodgers gets his thing.
So there are guys that – there are a few guys that are out there, but do you – I mean, but the Titans look at it as, okay, those guys
– Julio's out there.
Yeah, Julio's out there. One of our texters said we should go back to Julio.
Lord.
Yeah, but these Jarvis are guys Landry. These are guys that the Titans see – and they said, we're not going to rush to sign them. If they sign with somebody else, great. Fine, let them sign with somebody else. If they're there when we want to sign some guys maybe next month after the draft or whatnot, then okay, we may double back around and look at those guys. But we're not signing those guys right now. They may. There's still weeks and months left. They may sign them before the draft. I don't know. But it seems like they want to wait until after the draft before they – you know, they're going to address the wide receiver room via the draft. They are. I think they're going to draft maybe two, one for sure, but maybe two receivers. And then they're going to, after that, possibly supplement with free agents that are out there. But they're counting on their guys. And we talked about the guys that I believe they're counting on to have a bigger role next year for this team. So they're hoping those guys, what they see in the offseason, helps them determine what they do moving forward.
And also, does the price drop on some of these guys who are still sitting there in July going, man, I don't have a team yet? And where maybe they were hoping to get a 2-year deal, or maybe they were hoping to get $7 million, and now you can get them for $2 million or something like that. I think that's a factor with some of these guys. And you just wait it out. You got a list of guys you could live with. You need a veteran here somewhere, but you're not going to overspend for any of the guys that are out there right now or have been out there the last couple weeks.
There is a name that has been tied to the Titans. I'm just going to say right now, no way. We'll get into that coming up next. We've got Ask D-Maze in 15 minutes. So get your calls, get your questions in for D-Maze. And the best question for D-Maze will win a nice little prize. So make sure to send those in. And also be caller 3 now to win a pair of tickets to see Bad Flower at Brooklyn Bowl on April 1st. Good luck with that. Caroline Millie, D-Maze, 1025, 1063, The Game. Caroline, Willie, D-Maze, 102.5, 106.3, The Game, and The Game Nashville app. We've got Ask D-Maze in 15 minutes. Get those questions in for D-Maze. Your calls, your texts, best question for D-Maze. We'll win a nice prize, which we will reveal coming up next. But this week's Nashville Best Deal of the Week is Eastside Bowl in Madison. This week, get 2 hours of bowling plus shoe rentals for up to six people for just $45. That is 2 full hours of bowling plus shoes for up to 6 people for just $45 at Eastside Bowl in Madison. Go to thegamenashville.com/deals to get yours now. All of these free agent wide receivers are getting picked up. DJ Chark is headed to the Panthers. Who did I say is going to the Ravens?
Nelson Aguilar.
Thank you. Yes. There is one wide receiver who is not a free agent, but will most likely be on the market that has been tied to the Titans. DeAndre Hopkins is unhappy in Arizona, and he will likely not be in Arizona in 2023. Benjamin Albright, who covers the NFL for SportsNot.com, tied DeAndre Hopkins to the Titans. So the Titans are one of the teams, including the Buffalo Bills, who have expressed interest in DeAndre Hopkins. Now, we know, if anything we've learned in free agency, that we learn every single year in free agency, that there are words that are used by agents that can be interpreted in a million different ways. Shopping being one of them. Showing interest in is another one. That's a spectrum that could mean a million different things. It could mean, you know, Rand Carthon picked up the phone, called his agent just to kind of dip his toes in the market. It could mean they're sitting down and having conversations. Expressed interest. I know that DeAndre Hopkins is one of those names that anyone who watches football, whose ears perk up when DeAndre Hopkins' name is in association with the team that they are a fan of. Mm-hmm. No for me on DeAndre Hopkins. No, no, no. I don't think that the Titans are in the business of bringing in a guy like D-Hop that carries the salary that D-Hop brings, and also the fact that D-Hop hasn't been 100% available over the last couple of years. I'm out on D-Hop. I know it's a name that everyone would be interested in. I know that his next landing spot is going to be covered ad nauseum by the national media. I'm out on DeAndre Hopkins.
At that number, what is he supposed to make this year?
In 23, he's due just shy of $20
million. $20 million? Definitely not at $20
That is
million
the base
dollars.
Salary. Base. And the cap hit is a nice $30.7 million. Now, if he's coming to a new team, I don't know. I know there's a lot of different ways you can do it to where, I mean, obviously you can't have him play at $30
million. No.
I mean, that's we got to work on that one way or the other. So what would the cap hit be? That would be something to consider. He will be 31 for the season. Mm-hmm. Still really good, but he has not been the most efficient. He has not had his best last couple of years. Really, that whole offense for Arizona has been inefficient to a large degree.
Yeah.
I mean, they get yards. They're exciting. They look good at times. But at the end of the day, it hasn't been great. And like you said, he hasn't been on the field a lot, which starts happening to players at that age. So that's a cautionary tale. So what are we talking? Like, what would it take to get him? Like, what's the market?
Obviously, the only way you're going to get him is if, you know, the Cardinals choose to release him, which I don't think they will do that, Arizona. That would be crazy. Or they will trade him. The trade is the more likely scenario in this situation. But if I am the Tennessee Titans, yeah, I would inquire about it. Why not?
Inquire.
I mean, what would it take? I'm not giving up a first. I'm not giving up a second. And I'm not giving up a third for him. So you, if that's what you want, then I need to hang up the phone. Nice talking with you. Good luck at trying to find a team that's going to help facilitate this move for you. I'm not giving up those three. Maybe a third, maybe a fifth. Yes, definitely a fifth, maybe a third. I mean, maybe a fourth. But then I'm not paying that salary.
No.
I'm not paying all that salary. You need to pay half of it. I give him $8-9 million, somewhere around there. But I'm not giving him that salary, and I'm not giving you anything above more than likely a fifth-round pick for him. I love D-Hop.
He's so good.
He's the best pass catcher I've ever seen outside of Chris Carter. A guy that and Fitzgerald. A guy that you know that when it touches his hands, he has total control of the ball. It's not many guys are like that. Like, you throw it up and like Calvin Johnson too, another one. You just throw it to him. If it hits their hands, you're thinking more than likely, all right, let's call the next play for first down. That's what you're thinking. Or, all right, let's send the kicking team in for an extra point. That's what type of guy he is, that when the ball gets near his hands, he catches it. How? I don't know, but he makes it happen. There's not many guys in the league over the course of the NFL, how long it's been in existence, that display the ability to catch the ball like him. There's probably a handful of guys, and he's the only guy right now that I can see. Maybe Odell Beckham. But he's injured and all this other stuff. But when the ball is thrown in his directions, more times than not, he will catch the football. So I say all that for this. If I am the Titans, I will inquire about it, but I will let it be known I'm not giving up what you may be asking for if you want to facilitate this trade. Now, if you're willing to give him up for a fifth-round pick and lower that salary, okay, let's do it. But I'm not paying him that much and then giving up first, second, third, fourth round pick. I'm not doing it.
And Pac-Man Jones was on whenever we're getting to our NFL insiders being Pac-Man Jones, you know we're in talking season. He was on the Pat McAfee show yesterday or 2 days ago, I believe, and he's been kind of in the DeAndre Hopkins camp and said that he'd be willing to negotiate that salary considering he's the one that went out of Arizona. But I'll say the same thing about D-Hop or any player. The same thing I said about Taylor Lewan potentially coming back to the Titans on a lower deal. I don't care if I'm paying you $5. I don't care if I'm paying you $500 million. If you can't be available, then that still creates another need. And DeAndre Hopkins has played 19 games the last two seasons.
Yeah, that's suspension too much of a risk. And injury. Well, he's suspended for what, the first six or seven games this past season? Six games. And then prior to that, he might have been hurt some games. So, but yeah, you're right. He had been available for whatever reason. You were not available.
Right.
Okay. So here is, I'm looking at an article out of Buffalo because they're kicking this idea around of would Hopkins be a good fit for Buffalo. So I'm trying to look at.
I've heard they're kind of the leader in the clubhouse.
Okay. So what would you have to do to his contract to make it more palatable? Because like you said, the way it exists now, 30.7, we can't have that for sure. So. The team acquiring, this is from the Buffalo News, the team acquiring Hopkins could reduce his 2023 base salary to the veteran minimum, convert the rest of the deal into a signing bonus, add three void years to the end of the contract, and bring the cap hit to a manageable $4.8 million in 2023. Does that come with some risk? Absolutely. But that sounds like more doable, right? But I don't know what kind of dead money are there. Does that push the can down the road? Do you get stuck with the big bill down the road if you do that with the voidable years. I'm not sure I know all the nuances, but it comes back to our central question. What do you think you can do this year in the AFC? How much of a difference would DeAndre Hopkins make based on what you would have to give up to get him, right? Are you giving up big assets to get him, or you know, you just float a fourth-round pick and get him? I don't know if it's going to – I mean, it might take more than that to get him, right?
If you're asking Kevin Byer to take a pay cut, I don't know what kind of message that would send to go out and get D-Hop and give up what it would take to get him.
But it's not even – I don't think you can look at it from that standpoint.
But don't you think Kevin Byer would?
I mean, possibly, but as a team, you don't look at it. Because he can also say, well, why are you paying Jeffrey Simmons that much money? You can pay Jeffrey Simmons, but you're asking me to pay cut? Take a pay cut? He can say that, too. So it doesn't matter who and how much they're giving people. To me, you know, if they are – they got to bring – regardless of – because people are just looking at – because it's Kevin Byer, and he's still playing – really good football, and they asked him to take a pay cut, and he said no, and rightfully so. He can do that because he's still playing good football. But that doesn't mean that the Titans can't go out and sign other people for big contracts. They're about to get ready to sign Jeffrey Simmons. So they're not sitting here saying, well, we can't sign Jeffrey Simmons until – we get Kevin Byard to lower his salary cap, or we can't sign Jeffrey Simmons until we get a restructure from Tannehill, or get Derrick Henry to do this. No, they're not. They're just saying we need to lower your money we are going to pay you. That's all because we don't believe the position is warranted possibly at making that much. Now, we'll still pay you, but not that much. But that doesn't mean we're not going to go out and sign other guys.
Right.
We are.
But I still come back to the where are you in the universe right now? The Bills, where are they? Mm-hmm. Just lost, ticked off, thought they might have been the best team, couldn't get it done in the playoffs. Load up one more. It's like their Julio Jones move almost, right? Get me DeAndre Hopkins no matter what. They're floating around second round pick, third round pick, maybe one other asset in there. Maybe you take a salary off the books. Arizona wants to balance the books a little bit. They want to get the salary off of their thing. But the Bills are in the go-for-it mode. I'm not sure the Titans are in the go-for-it mode.
Ask D-Mace is coming up next. 615-737-1025 is our phone number. Get your questions in for D-Mace. Call, text. The best question for D-Mace will win a pretty great prize, and we will reveal what that is coming up next. Caroline Willie D-Mace, 1025-1063 The Game.
D-Mace. He played 15 years in the NFL.
Quick throw.
He had over 12,000 receiving yards.
Midfield, and there we go. 80 yards for the touchdown.
And now you can ask him anything. Have a question about football or life? Now's your time to ask D-Mace.
We'll welcome you in.
Now on Caroline, Willie, and
D-Mace.
Fire. On 102.5 and 106.3, The Game and the Game Nashville app.
Ask D-Mace is brought to you by Curation CBD. Find their healing products at CurationCompany.com. Curation CBD products curated for life. Use promo code D-Mace, D-M-A-S-E, at CurationCompany.com for 25% off Curation CBD products. Now, the best question for D-Mace will win a pair of four-day passes to Louder Than Life Festival in Louisville, Kentucky, September 21st through 24th. D-Mace, without further ado, let's get into it. Devin is on the line. What's up, Devin?
Hey, listen there. The Titans, they are taking Jackson Smith and Jigba at pick number 11. I'm sure of it. But, D-Mace, is it a good idea, bad idea? I just want to hear your elaboration, man. I'll hang up and listen.
Thank you, Devin. You must have been listening to our show yesterday because we spoke about Jackson and his ability to play the receiver position, but is he a top 11 pick in this year's NFL draft? He's essentially a slot guy and smooth route runner, catch the ball very well, not explosive, got good speed. I don't think you draft him at number 11. I just don't. I like his talent. but not at 11. If the Titans somehow, some way, finagle a trade, move down in the draft, and, you know, acquire some more picks, and they're sitting at 20-something, then yeah, if he's there, I think he's more, that's the value for him, is at 20, because if somebody else chooses to draft him before number 11, there are other guys. I like Jordan Addison. I like the kid out of Boston College. They do the same things that the Ohio State kid does. So, you know, there's nothing about him that stands out like a Garrett Wilson, guys like that got drafted last year. He's a good player and deserved to be drafted in the first round, but he's not a top 11 pick.
You know? Watched the tape and evaluated the wide receivers with first round grades, Jackson mm-hmm. Smith and Jigba, Jordan Addison, Zay Flowers. Do you think that any of them should be taken at number 11?
No, I don't think any receiver this year should be taken that high. There's just even a kid out of TCU. He's a big kid at 6'2", 6'3", but at times he doesn't play that way. I had a discussion with TD about, you know, just certain receivers, and, you know, his name came up. So I don't think any of these receivers, not to say that they – I think there are some first-round receivers in this draft, and Jackson is one of them, but that high, no.
Sylvia in Clarksville texts in. Phone lines are maywellsandcountyhunter.com. Says, D-Mace, if you could create your ideal offensive line from your past teammates, who would you choose?
Oh, man. All right. I would have to start with Big J-O. I'm sorry, B-Hop. I'm sorry. But I have to put Big J-O, Jonathan Ogden, my left tackle. I put B-Hop at B-Hop had to swing to the right. I put B-Hop at right. Give me Munch at guard. Well, I didn't play with Munch, but he was on the coaching staff, so I can't put him in. Ah, man. Give me Bruce at center or guard. Because Bruce played all five positions. Bruce Matthews, he played all five positions. So give me Bruce at guard. I put Bruce at guard. So we have Jonathan Ogden at left tackle, Bruce at left guard, B-Hop at right guard. Now I need my right tackle and my center. Man. Oh, boy. Give me Benji and Zach, but both of them play guard. So,
we'll allow it under the rules of Ask.
Give me Stepnoski.
Come on, you make up your own rules.
Give me Stepnoski at center because he did play center. And it's a toss up between Zach and Benji. Oh my goodness! Just toss up one of them. Both of them are star. One play the first half. One play the second half. Give me Benji. I like Zach, too. No, that's too much. No, but both of those guys, any one of those guys can play that right guard position for me. So I think that's an offensive line. And if I'm missing some guys, forgive me, because I played with some really good players that played along that offensive line, whether it be here or in Baltimore. So, but my two tackles would be B-Hop and Jonathan. One of my guards would be Bruce Matthews, center Stepnoski, and then at right guard, I don't know. Or we can flip Bruce to right and make the left whoever.
It's a good problem.
Yeah, it's a good problem to have.
Let's think about
what do you what did you think? What do you think about that, Willie? Because you were here when all these guys were here.
I was always amazed at how Bruce Matthews could be plugged in almost anywhere on the line as he aged. So, look, I don't think you can go wrong. I like the guys. Mm-hmm. I'm glad you mentioned Stepnoski. I thought he was really good. I just wish if he were a couple years younger, he might have been the perfect center for the 99 team. But he, I think, went free agent right before. He was never a Titan in the Titan uniform. He was a Tennessee Oilers.
He came over with the Oilers, yeah.
And that's where they discovered, and he ended up doing a great job, the Kevin Long.
Yeah, seventh Kevin round Long, draft pick clap, who Kevin jumped Long in there. Kevin Long was great at center, too. Yeah. So it's like, hell. Hey, you can only pick one. I mean, can we have two offensive lines playing?
You need depth.
Exactly. What was that caller? And then text her. What was
it? Sylvia.
Sylvia. Sylvia.
Okay. All right, we got one here from Wes. D-Mace, if you could pick a team this year, let's say D-Mace is a free agent. If you could pick a team to play for, who would it be and why?
Oh, man.
You want to bring a championship to Buffalo. That's what you want.
It would be.
You're the guy. Say, forget this DeAndre Hopkins. I'll pay you for less money. Ooh. I'll join in there. I'm going to put Josh Allen over the top. He needs me.
Nope.
That's you.
No, thanks. No, D-Mace?
I'm not. I don't want to go.
Sign me up. You don't want to go to Buffalo.
Either Kansas City or Cincinnati. You got two of the best quarterbacks. I mean, listen, and probably Cincinnati, because I can be the third or fourth guy and still end up winning a Super Bowl. So they wouldn't have to count on me much, because you got Jamar Chase, you got T. Higgins, you got Tyler Boyd. Mason, come in here and catch about two passes a game, and you're good. With Kansas City, I might have to play a little bit more. I may not be up to that right now.
You don't want to pop a hammy.
Exactly.
It's a high tempo they play with there.
Exactly. Yeah. So I might not be up to that right now. But, yeah, those two teams I would.
And I think that Bengals locker room would be a fun one to hang out.
Oh, man. Absolutely. Those young boys, man.
AG is on the line. What's up, AG?
Yeah, I'm just like, is we dead down on receivers? We just took a receiver with like the fifth draft pick or something, whatever draft pick last year. All I'm saying is, can we not take a receiver with the second or third or fourth pick and still be decent? Because like I said, have we gave up on our first round pick from last year? How we feeling?
Thanks for your call, AG. Titans haven't given up on Treylon Burks.
No,
one receiver.
AG, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. They haven't given up on Treylon Burks. Actually, I think they're more excited for this upcoming season in regards to Treylon Burks, because they saw actually the potential. There's one thing to draft a guy, see what he did in college, and then, you know, you're like, man, I hope that he can, you know, be that for us in the pros. It's another to have a first-year guy and to see the things and the potential he's showing you, and he gets hurt, but then you know it's still there. So that next season, you're thinking like, wow, we got something special here. So by no means have they given up on Treylon Burks. Again, I think they're more excited about him this upcoming season than they were last season. They just need to add more guys to him, and we're going to continue to say that until they start doing that. But as we talked yesterday on Caroline, guys like Racy McMath, this is your year. This is your offseason to prove that you can be a contributor in this receiving core. Kyle Phillips, this is your opportunity to show that, you know, you're ready to go this next upcoming season, that you've got your body ready to play a full NFL season.
More of your calls, texts, and questions for D-Mace coming up next. Caroline Willie D-Mace, 125-1063, The Game.
D-Mace. He played 15 years in the NFL.
Quick throw. Touchdown, Derek Mason.
He had over 12,000 receiving yards.
Midfield, and there he goes. 80 yards for the touchdown.
And now you can ask him anything. Question about football or life? Now's your time to ask D-Mace.
We'll welcome you in.
Now on Caroline, Willie, and
D-Mace.
On 102.5 and 106.3, The Game and The Game Nashville app.
Ask D-Mace is brought to you by Curation CBD. You can find their healing products at CurationeCompany.com. Curation CBD products curated for life. Use promo code DMASE, D-M-A-S-E, at CurationeCompany.com for 25% off Curation CBD products. Remember, the best question for D-Mace will win a pair of 4-day passes to Louder Than Life Music Festival in Louisville, Kentucky, September 21st through 24th. Let's get into those questions for D-Mace. Phone lines driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. John is up next with a question for D-Mace. What's up, John?
Not a lot. I got something. I'm going to try to blow D-Mace's socks off if I can. And it can happen. It's always a possibility.
Let's go.
It's almost to the final hour. The phone rings. Uh-oh. This is a great offer for Derrick Henry. They're going to take all of his salary. They're offering you a second and third round picks. You want to think a little bit, so you hang the phone up. Well, you think, and boom, phone rings again. Another team's called. They're taking Mr. Tannehill's, all of his salary money, too. They're going to give you a first and fourth. Are you going to do it, or are you going to let it go?
Thanks for your call, John.
Thank you, John. First and fourth for Tannehill.
And the salary.
And the salary. And second and what he said, third?
Second and third for Henry.
For Henry. Hell yeah, I'm taking it.
Heck yeah.
Why not?
I'm taking that deal. Hey, who, you want me to pack them up for you? All right, I'll pack them both up. Henry, I love you, but they're giving me a second and a third for you. And they're taking on your money.
A first for Tannehill.
And they're giving me a first.
Don't let the door hit you on the way out.
I love them. I love them both. But this is business now. Here. See ya. What did you say? Don't let the door hit you when the good Lord split you?
Exactly.
Damn. See ya. As much as you like them. Because that's a deal you just can't pass up. Both of them veteran guys. Both of them more toward the tail end of their years. That's like a Herschel Walker deal.
They will never
get
that type of offer for those two guys. As great as those guys have been. I mean, those are core. Those are your guys. Mm-hmm. That's your heartbeat for the last few years. But where they are in their career, the money, their contracts, they're not going to get that for them. Yeah.
There are very few deals in the NFL that I think when they hear them, the GM's like, oh, hell yeah. Because those are no-brainer deals.
Exactly.
And you don't know, you're not going to have somebody overpay for something like that. But for Tannehill.
Those are one of those deals that, okay, here, take them.
All right, here's one, and I'm trying to find a name here. I don't think I have one. But, D-Mace, what was the first thing you splurged on after getting your first NFL contract?
Well, we end up building a house. That's the first thing we did. End up building a house.
I don't know if you call that a splurge. It's like practical. That's smart.
Yeah, we were getting ready to. We wanted to move anyway, so we end up purchasing a home. And then after that, we set up. And this is honest. We set up the kids' college funds and put some money, you know, for my nieces and nephews, and that was it. And then, I mean, I already had a car. I think I ended up buying a car like the next following year or something like that. But, yeah, that
smarter
was
than me. The first thing my mind went to was a Louis Vuitton purse that I picked up.
It's funny.
Not to say we didn't probably get some clothes or went on a trip or something
nice
like
that. Nice shoes or something. I don't know. That's. I'm sure they were looking for an answer like that. Yeah. What's funny is I remember when I was playing in the minors for the Blue Jays, you always knew who got the big signing bonus by the cars in the parking lot.
Oh, yeah.
Lamborghini or Camaro, like that's what they did. They took the big signing bonus. They went out and
somebody
splurged.
Got some new money.
Yeah, and it probably wasn't very smart to do
but
that.
But they look cool doing it.
They look great in the parking
that's
lot.
All that matters.
Yeah, I came in with my 1990 Honda go kart looking thing.
Gets you from point
you
A to
knew
point
where,
B.
You knew what round I was drafted in.
Weston is on the line with a question for D-Mace. What's up, Weston?
Yeah. Hey, Derek. Just quick question for you regarding some rumors and stuff about Lamar possibly being linked to the Titans. Wanted to think about your thoughts there, bringing him in and maybe mentoring Malik Willis, and maybe that be a solution. And then also, if that works, maybe with the 11th pick going after somebody like Quentin Johnson or Jordan Addison, somebody of that nature. What's your thoughts on that?
Thank you, Weston, for the call. In a perfect world, you know, that is great. Bring Lamar over. Send Tannehill to Baltimore. Draft these guys, and off you go. But, as we know, the world's not perfect. So
it's not happening.
It's not happening. And, you know, one reason it's not going to happen, I think, is because Baltimore has still got him under contract, whether it's that tender, you know, the franchise tag on him, he's still under contract with the Baltimore Ravens. And it's going to take a lot to pry him out of Baltimore. That's one reason. You know, two, I don't think the Titans are going to be willing to give up what they need to give up to get him. You may have to give up this year's first round pick, and you don't want to have to do that. You're going to have to give up another first round pick. You don't want to have to do that. As good as he is, you're giving up too much, and then you have to pay them guaranteed money. So in theory, it sounds great. In a perfect world, that would be great, but it's not going to happen. So Austin, I think everybody's inconsistent.
I still stick with my thing. Lamar Jackson will be quarterback in the Ravens.
Yes. He will. Yeah. He will. Austin Texan says, Mason, are you worried the Titans will just look to the draft for a wide receiver and not get a veteran to come in? If they go that way, doesn't make the team worse because of the lack of a veteran presence?
See, I guess this, I can understand that question one or two ways. And first off, no, I am not worried because I think they're going to go get a receiver in a draft regardless. And they need to. So that's going to happen. Now, when you say bring in a veteran guy, am I scared they're not going to bring in a veteran guy? Do you mean a veteran guy that's going to help immediately, or do you just mean a veteran guy that's just adding to the depth of the team and just going to play a role? Or which one are we talking about? Because both, you know, can happen. They can bring in a receiver that they want to be their number two and want to have a huge role in what they're doing. And they also can say, well, no, we just want to bring in a receiver for depth purposes to be our 4-5 playlist special teams add-on to the depth. A good player can serve a role on our team and help us, but we're not looking for him to be, at the end of the season, 800-900 yards, 7-8 touchdowns. We're not looking for that. I think they do go out and get a receiver via the draft and free agency. Now, I don't think there's no free agent. I don't think there's no free agent wide receiver right now. Other than probably OBJ, that you don't have to give up something for. That's what I'm saying. OBJ, and that's really it, that's going to come in and significantly boost your receiving core. Right now, OBJ is the only guy that can do that. But I'm worried with him about the potential injury, you know, history that he's had, and then the monies that you would have to pay him. You ain't got to give up nothing for him because he's a free agent. But how much money does he want in order to come here? That would be my question.
And it's a fair question to ask. And how much would they be willing to put forward?
Exactly.
Questions for D-Maze. Appreciate y'all for sending in your text or calls. Your questions for D-Maze. Coming up next, it's a monumental day for the Nashville Predators organization tomorrow, for the state of Tennessee, for the city of Nashville. And the person who is making that come to life will join us coming up next. Scott Wise, who has made Pecorine's statue, will join us coming up next. Caroline Ville, D-Maze, 102.5, 106.3 The Game.